The council spent more than an hour in the closed-door meeting with the city's attorney as well as the maintenance and public works directors. They discussed taking legal action over structural problems at the five-year-old manor expansion. After the executive session, Councillor Mark Jensen made the motion to file a lawsuit.
I move the city move forward in filing a complaint seeking compensatory damages for defective design, plan, supervision, and/or construction of the assisted living wing at Mountain View Manor.
Without any additional discussion, the six councillors present for Monday's meeting voted unanimously to go ahead with the suit. Councillor Sue Flint was absent. In an interview after the meeting adjourned, Mayor Al Dwyer said there would be five defendants named in the suit. That includes McGraw Custom Construction of Sitka, three Portland, Oregon design companies, including WH Pacific Inc., LRS Architects, and Barry Nordland Engineering, as well as Geo Design, a Connecticut firm. The contractors completed the two-story addition to Mountain View Manor elderly housing in early 2004. Dwyer and other city officials and consultants say it's developed structural problems since then. One issue is the large porte-cochere, a portico-like roof that's supported by columns and extends out over the driveway.
The columns are splaying outwards, and it's a concern that we have. It's eventually going to fall down and probably hurt somebody. And discovered that it was installed incorrectly and the design wasn't what it should have been. Our experts have told us that.
Dwyer said the suit will also address problems with the foundation.
There's movement and in the assisted living building, and that is a concern, although it hasn't moved for 18 months. So we're pretty happy that it hasn't moved for 18 months, but still, we have to be concerned about that.
The city council had an earlier executive session on the same issue in January of this year after an engineering survey commissioned by the city called the foundation system, quote, inadequate for conditions at this site. The designers publicly disagreed with that conclusion at the time, saying they had followed code for the building, which was inspected by state and local officials. The city held off on legal action back then, pending discussions with the various firms. Dwyer said Monday that the city just wanted the building fixed and had tried very hard to keep the issue from becoming a lawsuit. However, he said the city was not satisfied with the contractor's response. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.